Kim Jong-il's clandestine trip to China may have ended today. There are reports that the North Korean leader boarded a train in Beijing for parts unknown. North Korea is believed to be facing another severe food shortage, and the speculation is that Kim went to China seeking aid. While North Korea is facing scarcity, South Korean farmers can't sell all the rice they're growing. Now some suggest there's a solution that could help solve both Korea's problems. Jason Strother has more from Andong, 150 miles south of Seoul.
Trays of soil move along a conveyor belt where machines mix in water and rice seeds. At the other end of the track, farmers stack the trays on metal carts and bring them into the nursery. Kim Dong-jin explains that after about 3 weeks of growing, he'll transplant the seedlings to the paddies. Good weather over the past couple years has yielded bigger harvest for farmers like Kim. But Kim says he can't make a living anymore by just selling rice. In addition to rice, Kim says, I've started growing different crops like watermelons and beans to make more money. Kim says the problem is a rice surplus that's caused prices to plummet. According to Nyunghyop, one of South Korea's largest food cooperatives, there's currently a stockpile of more than 600,000 tons of rice, prompting a 15% price drop in the past year. Sung Jin-gum is director of the Korean Agricultural Management Association. He says one reason rice farmers can't sell as much as before is South Korean consumers aren't eating rice like they used to.
Income increase, rice consumption decrease.
He says as Koreans have gotten wealthier, they've adopted more of a Western lifestyle based on what they see in movies or television. They are eating more Western foods like hamburger and flour-based foods like bread. But some farmers say a change in lifestyle isn't the only reason there's a rice surplus. For much of the past decade, the South Korean government gave North Korea more than 1 million tons of rice to help feed its people. But that ended when conservative President Lee Myung-bak took office in 2008. Now, some farmers here say resuming those rice exports would reduce the rice glut and help them stay afloat. Members of agricultural unions have joined with opposition politicians to protest President Lee's decision to cut off food aid to the north. Kim Jin-bum heads an organization that represents thousands of farmers. He disputes the government's position that humanitarian assistance to North Korea has brought nothing in return. We weren't just giving the North rice without any conditions, Kim says. We had an agreement that starting in 2020, they would start paying us back, not in rice, but perhaps in other natural resources. But there's no way to be sure that Pyongyang would live up to its end of the bargain. So, Kim also endorses donating rice to other developing nations with chronic food shortages to get rid of the surplus here. Though he concedes, it might not be a popular idea. He says people would not be happy if we send rice to another country. South and North Koreans are the same people, and giving our rice to other people would be considered as going against our national pride. Farmer Kim Dong-jin in Andong says pride is not an issue for him. He supports sending rice to North Korea, even with the growing tensions between the North and South following the sinking in March of a South Korean Navy ship. He says, as long as the price of rice keeps going down and down, I don't care what country we send it to. I just want to be able to sell my rice. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Andong, South Korea.